You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents can cast early ballots through Sunday at City Hall. It's 1 week until Election Day. You can vote early in Racine in several places during the week, including at most community centers. Kenosha early voting is limited to City Hall. For more information on voting locations and ballots, check out myvote.wi.gov. To learn more about who's running locally, check out the Racine County I website. An emergency call to the Comfort Inn in Mount Pleasant last night resulted in the discovery of a man not breathing. The medical examiner was called in, with a woman believed to be connected to the matter detained. There's still no surveillance footage available to the family of the woman that was near death on the top of a Waukegan hospital. Attorneys for Chelsea Adolphus's family are seeking answers after her tragic death from hypothermia on a hospital rooftop in Waukegan. Attorney Ben Crump is representing the family. And gas prices have surged by over 19 cents in the past week. The price at the pump today across Racine and Kenosha is about the same at $3. The increase is attributed to the annual transition to the summer blend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there, and so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players, and, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team, a lot of great players, a lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi, the film was a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackie as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 46 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop down to 28. It'll be mostly clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 51. We'll get to the mid-50s with scattered showers on Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.